But it doesn't have the little things around for the, whoever they're locked in on.
Well, that's another setting, right?
I couldn't find it.
He's wise enough to stay away from the electrical. Running again, Brandon.
Hello there.
Oh, we got a
record.
Yay!
Whatever that is, I get to bring that.
Thanks for going home,
Good morning.
Thanks for thinking about Redwood.
Oh, okay.
Did you stop to get
to you. I have to look up all of them. You do, it's my fault. I'm good with it.
Doing what?
Another one.
Group hug.
I sent it yesterday.
Yeah, sorry about the lyrics. They got emailed but lost in the email. We were planning on handing
them out. That might be even better.
Lost in translation.
So we get someone's going to buy it.
No, I'm buying it.
Okay.
You're buying it. Is that you're hanging around or you're renting it out?
Alrighty.
What
are you being?
Where are we?
Are you kids wanting to be quiet up there?
We did the welcoming song.
Well, I have to go back.
And you kids are going to have to go downstairs. Can't be quiet.
Okay, for the board members, a brief meeting before we go downstairs for food. Very brief. It's cold in there, so it won't be long.
We could sit right here and have it too.
Yes, we could.
It doesn't have to be in the cold.
You could open the door.
All right. You know what's coming.
Thanksgiving.
So, we usually have a Thanksgiving brunch after church, which would be the 24th. So we'll have a sign-up sheet downstairs. Someone think in their minds, I would love to make a turkey for all those people. And put your name on there. So, yes.
Something else that's coming, just right now. Our opportunities to volunteer to be Advent readers and candle lighters, and for the candle lighting service. I'm bringing a sign-up sheet for that next week.
Okay, we'll get an email out for both of those. And there's something down. Does Penny still need meals, Johnny?
I think she's doing okay.
I thought she was doing okay.
You know, the page is still up, but it's only open for donations. There's no volunteer spots on there anymore. So.
Yeah, she is looking donations for, what was that for?
Well, there's some, like, three different things
there
you can donate
chamber.
To. Yeah, the chamber,
the hyperbaric
a couple other things.
To accelerate her healing. All right. If I think of something later on, I'll let you know. Nominations for board members. Kelly, you want to tell them about that one? Who's on the committee? Jerry. All right, see Jerry if you'd like to be on the board.
Or if you'd like to nominate
Don't
someone.
Don't trample me when you start.
Or if you think of somebody you'd like to nominate, let Jerry know. It'd be nice if you asked them first. All right. Let's do our unity statement. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love.
We trust universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others,
revealing the one God presence.
We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God.
Let's stand for our song of joy. I'm going to do this a cappella. Gratitude before me. We put our hands in front of us. This is a Karen Drucker song. The last one was Terry Wilder, and I should have said that. Gratitude before me. Gratitude behind me. Gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful, so grateful. I'm grateful, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, so grateful. Gratitude, gratitude.
before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. So grateful. I'm grateful.
Okay, I've got a couple little things here. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
So, I don't know how many people know it, but we have a group meeting here twice a month called Kinship Group. And the Kinship Group consists of grandparents, aunts and uncles and things who are taking care of their grandkids and nieces and nephews and things like that. Well, I think they gave this to Gail. I don't know where else it came from, but this is a wonderful little book full of all kinds of pictures and little, just really short stories that these children have written in their appreciation of what's been done for them. And I'm just going to read you one little short poem, because I'm going to leave this downstairs on the counter, and if you get a chance when you go down there today, pick it up and take it to your table and read a story and hand it around. And they're all very short and only take a minute or two. This is by a young lady named Amaris, who's 19 years old, so she's gone all the way through this and people have been caring for her, and now she's a grown-up. But she wrote this beautiful little poem. I wanted to share it with you. Catch me if I fall, for you're the one with wings. Keep your watchful eyes on the shadows and show me hidden things. My life is not the same, because in your heart I stay. You stand guard and give me from the fray and save me from the fray. You demand I have a voice. You show me I have a choice. I keep watch from the ground while you watch from above. With you there is home where we are safe in your love. And I thought that really summed up a lot of what these children are talking about in here. And my real reading is from this wonderful book that I found by the Reverend Don Knight. And I'm going to read his, the very last thing in here, because I thought it was nice and positive, and it would kind of set us all in a positive direction. It's called Afterthoughts. It would appear in today's world that the reporting media is totally bent on bringing to our attention all the problems of the world. But this is not really the full story. There is no question that our society is stained and stressed from the rush-rush conditions that it meets at every level of life, and that this irregular, inharmonious vibration imposes itself upon all. But consider, if you will, the many reports the media also brings to our attention that are helpful in alleviating the stresses that grip so many. Consciousness is rising, and as chapter 1 of Genesis advises, many are at long last taking dominion of their world, not through force and by might, but by elevating themselves in consciousness. Thus, there are two major movements taking place in the consciousness of humanity: that which imposes itself by strength, power, and might, and that which elevates itself through the recognition of what brings clarity, peace, better and more fruitful living conditions. The latter choice of what brings peace and a more wholesome life is growing day by day on the part of many. They see the dead-end, crippling life that overpowering might brings in its wake. As more and more choose peace, eventually the old way of taking dominion will end, and a new world will be born in a peaceful consciousness. This is a scenario that will play itself out. We, who want the peace that nothing can disturb, need not succumb to the illusionary reports of violence at every level that the media is wanting us to believe. For violence is of the old way of taking dominion, and in truth, does not exist in Christ consciousness. Ours is to be the warm, all-inclusive love that embraces all, which knows no separation, regardless what may come to our attention. Thus, in our return to wholeness, we bring peace and harmony to a world that cries desperately for it. Bless you. It is not difficult to be a tribute to the world when we remember that we are to be against nothing. For Christ or love has no opposition and is always giving. Love knows all and everything to be itself. And in love, we find our wholeness. Peace be with you.
How soon with you.
I'm going to leave this here when I'm done. This is a wonderful book. I encourage everyone to read through this.
Hey, Don. Love you. Thanks for putting this all together for us. So, the meditation song.
Here is a meditation song my dear friend Janine Cummings composed. Janine and I perform together a lot, and she will be back with me probably the next time I sing here. She's amazing. She's at Unity Olympia today. The words are, love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? So, pretty easy. I will sing it several times through, and as you get it, just sing along. You will get the words.
Perfect time. Please sing it. She sings it, so if you can sing it, awesome. And then we join you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. She's got lots of wisdom to share with us.
Well, thank you.
I lean.
I do typically say, I lean to the left. It is an easy way for people to remember. All right, let's see if I can make this all do what I want it to do.
Wait, turn on the screen.
I got it.
We got this magical 80 mute button. Let's see if it comes
back on. Or?
Does it take a minute?
You might have just turned it off.
Somebody might turn it off. No, you did it twice.
The AV
mute button? Hmm? Mute. My goodness. Did I turn it off?
Do you see a light? I don't see a light.
Does it turn off on its own?
I will.
Heard a beep.
Yep, the beep is there.
In a minute. Okay.
We're good.
All right, so while it does its thing, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Story Time with Mrs. Selleck. We're going to start today with a story.
Power. All right, we want to make sure
there we go.
Yep.
It's going.
Okay, we're done.
Sweet. All right.
So today we're going to talk about gratitude. And as we roll into some discussion on gratitude, we're going to follow Miss Daisy. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Dad said that every morning. It got Daisy thinking, what should I thank God for? I don't know, Mom replied. Look around and think about what God has given you. But it's such a big world. Where should I start? Start right where you are, Mom said. You'll think of lots of things. So Daisy's journey began. First, Daisy thought about all the things she loved. Thank you, God, she said, for each day that I wake up and all the things I get to do. Thank you, God, for all the people I meet in my life. Thank you, God, for all the big animals, tiny little insects, and all sorts of living things. Thank you, God, for giving us all the breath of life, no matter how different we are. Thank you, God, for the peace I feel in my heart from Mother Earth. Thank you, God, for your great spirit that I see everywhere in the rocks and flowers and colorful sky. Thank you, God, for letting me see the world with new eyes. The more I look for things to be thankful for, the more things I find. Thank you, God, for being my beloved friend, even when I'm feeling sad or lonely or afraid. Thank you, God, for being everywhere, all day and all night. Thank you, God, that everything I see brings me closer to you. With her new eyes, Daisy realized that there would always be something to be thankful for. And with this, her journey brought her back to her mom and dad. So, they asked her, what did you find to thank God for? Where should I even begin? Daisy smiled. Thank you, God, for everything. All right, so this is Thank You, God, for Everything by August Gold and illustrated by Wendy Anderson Halperin. All right, so today we're going to talk about gratitude. I need my notes. I could get that far without them, but here they are. Okay. So today's journey took us on a walk through Daisy's day. All right, her day, her life, looking for all the things that she'd be grateful for. Similar to a gratitude journal. Anybody actually ventured down to making a gratitude journal? Okay, so here's mine. Found a little notebook at the Dollar Tree. It's sporting my Vision Health pen. If you were here the day that we all needed pens, I have many of them. They're great pens, and so one of those is in there. Do I do it every day? I wish I could say that I did. And I started to after my prosperity talk in the spring, and then it tapered off, and then I picked it up, and I'm like, okay, I can handle this. So this is my gratitude journal. I do suggest that you pick one up. So we went through Daisy's day, and we were looking at all those little things that she is grateful for. And so it's similar to a gratitude journal, just taking an inventory of all the things, big and small, that we have to be grateful for every day. Gratitude journaling is an excellent place to start with your gratitude practice. And I did read a thing that talked about gratitude being a practice, something that we actually do every day, preferably. And then there was this interesting bit that I came across where it talked about the difference between conditional and unconditional gratitude. And so there was a book that I had read, and I can't remember who it was at the moment, because it was one of those that I scratched, and right now I feel like I want to talk about it, so we're gonna roll with it. So conditional and unconditional gratitude. And so the author had talked about how conditional gratitude is when you have something or someone that you're experiencing gratitude for. He went on to say that no thing, not someone, not something, not an experience, can cause you to have feelings. They don't create them for you. It's something that has to come from inside. And so it was this whole thing where you could learn to go from conditional gratitude to unconditional gratitude, being able to bring up those feelings of gratitude at any time. Those really wonderful, warm feelings that you have when you're thankful for something, right? Oh, my husband made dinner. How nice, okay? And so it's this whole thing where you're going through this process of jotting down all those things that you're grateful for and experiencing that feeling and then focusing on what that feeling is and training yourself to be able to bring forth that feeling of gratitude when there's absolutely nothing out there to be thankful for. Just having a life of gratitude and living in gratitude and being grateful just for the mere existence of yourself and all the things there are. So it was just this little tidbit that I originally had cut out, and now I'm going to throw myself off. All right. So Charles Fillmore had said, it has been found by experience that a person increases his blessings by being grateful for what he has. John and I spend a lot of time talking about whether or not we have enough. You know, getting into that prosperity stuff, right? Whether or not we have enough. And I'm constantly telling him, honey, we have to be thankful for what we have. We have a lot. We have a lot to be thankful for. We had a conversation recently where I said, you know what? By all accounts, we should not exist. I'm not sure how much of this I've shared, but as far as the world is concerned, I should be on welfare and my children should be on welfare, and I should not have experienced any success in my life. Because as a 16-year-old pregnant girl, they just told me that was my lot in life, was that I was going to, you know, I was going to go forth, I was going to continue to have babies, I was going to be on welfare, I was never going to accomplish anything, never be successful, whatever. And so when John and I have these conversations where he seems to think that, you know, well, he's not where he wants to be in life. He doesn't have the retirement set up that he wants to, maybe he doesn't have the job exactly that he wants to, maybe our house isn't exactly what he wants it to be. I'm like, dude, we both have good jobs. We have great kids. They've grown up. They're not on welfare. They're not, you know, on drugs. You know, these are the things that the world said that I would be, that I would experience in my life, that I was just going to fall off the face of the planet. I was going to have babies. I was going to be on welfare. I was going to, you know, this horrible thing. Like, I have a lot to be grateful for. And I'm okay with that. So we have these conversations where I have to remind him about prosperity consciousness and gratitude, and he tries really hard, and then we have the same conversation again and again and again. It's this fun cycle. I digress. I apologize. All right, so we have Miss Daisy and her journey. All right, we come here to this particular slide, and I really liked this one. That moment when she came to understand that the more she's thankful for, the more she has to be thankful for. And it's one of those principles that I've read about. The more we look for things to be thankful for, the more we find, the more there is to be. There's an Estonian proverb that I came across that says, who does not thank for little will not thank for much. Yeah. If you don't take the time to be grateful for the little things, you're never going to find the big things. There's also, so like this, gratitude is this powerful magnet. You know, thanksgiving attracts our good to us, and it just continues to come to us. But sometimes we have a hard time with that. Sometimes we have a hard time looking at our life and finding those things to be grateful for. And so Oprah had said it best, and she said, it's not easy to be grateful all the time, but I've learned that it's when you feel the least thankful that you are most in need of what gratitude can give you, perspective. And I find that to be those conversations I have with John. When he's like, well, you know, but life isn't this and life isn't that. Whoa, buddy. Back the train up. Let's look at where we are. You know, let's really take this all into account. Now, I did come across this fun thing, you know, fake it till you make it. How many of us have heard fake it till you make it? Okay, fake it till you make it works in a lot of cases, and it works really well with gratitude, too. Because even if you're not feeling grateful, just the act of saying, I am thankful for the breath of life. You're putting it out there. You're expressing gratitude. You're not feeling it yet,
But you put it out there. And the more that you put it out there, the more that you write those things down, the more that you really think about it, the more those feelings are going to start to come. When I started doing my gratitude journal, it was like, I'm thankful for the sunset. I'm thankful for spaghetti. I'm thankful for my doggy. I mean, they were really superficial things. And then as I go along, it was they became much more in depth. I am thankful for my daughter's ability to love unconditionally. I am thankful for the opportunity to be a part of a wonderful spiritual community that fills my soul every week and every day. So finding, as you go along, you're faking it till you make it. You're thankful for all those little mundane things because those are the easy things to think about until you start to really feel that gratitude and you just start to consider all of those other things that really feed your soul. And those are the things that are true gratitude, those things that truly feed your soul. So one of the things that I had come across talked about feelings and that it was, no, let me make sure I'm not jumping ahead. I am. We're going to hold on to that. All right. I loved this particular image and what was said here. So we have little Miss Daisy, and she's like, thank you for being my friend even when I'm sad and I feel alone and I'm afraid. And I looked at that, and my very first thought was, wow, look at her Christ light. Look at her Christ light. There with her. So bright. So bright. And then as I was looking, I came across scripture, Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. And I knew there was something, and I had to go on the search. And that was what I found that really resonated with me with this image and taking a look at little Daisy and her light. The realization that God is with us always, everywhere. You know, I've got a daughter, I've got a couple of them, and I have one that, this is going to sound really inappropriate, when she was in middle school, she went through a period of time where she decided that religion was this really, she was not into it. She went through her little Wiccan phase and whatnot, and she had a friend that was a very nice little Mormon girl, and so they would have these conversations about religion, and I will never forget the day my daughter says to me, Mom, I just don't understand how people can get so excited about some old dude that lives in the clouds and raped some poor girl. Like I said, a little inappropriate. But that was her perspective at that point. You had some girl that got pregnant, magical by God, and all of the images are of some old dude that lives in the clouds. And it sticks with me. And I'm like, okay, so let's come to a different realization, because if that's who's following you around day and night, then I could understand being a little uncomfortable with God right now. Okay? So, you know, we've had lots of conversations, and she's in a much more comfortable place with God right now. But my thought is that my God is a wonderful presence that follows me everywhere, because it is me. It is part of me. So yeah, sorry, I had to share. I just felt like I needed to. Okay. Let's see. Have we noticed any consistencies in this book? As you go through this book, as I went through all of the slides earlier, and we've revisited a few, and here's another handful. Is there any consistencies, anything that we notice in these images?
Balloon.
What was that, Tom?
Red balloon.
Ah, the red balloon. I noticed that too. Now, Miss Penny and I had taken a large stack of books with me to the hospital the night that I stayed with her, and included about half a dozen children's books because I knew I wanted to incorporate a children's book today. And she picked up this one first, and so she got to look at it first. And she says, and afterwards, you know, I went through it and I asked her about the balloon, and she's like, oh, she hadn't really noticed it. I'm like, so what do you think it is? And we see this red balloon, and it shows up in every image. What is this red balloon? I'm going to talk a little bit of literature and analysis here. What are some thoughts?
Things we hold on to.
things we hold on to. Something that's consistent with her all the time. Okay. So what's different about the picture up there versus some of these other ones? Oh, she's not holding it there. That one was our second image in this book. Any thoughts?
It's just there.
It's just there. So up here we got a red balloon that's just there, and she's like, what do I have to be thankful for? And her mom says, go out and, you know, she mom says, think about it. What all has God given to you? Then she takes her little red balloon. All of a sudden she has her red balloon. So it's off to the side. It's there. It's tied to a rock. It's with her, but not with her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's with her as she starts her little journey. It's here. And here it is with her and her parents. You want to know what my thoughts are?
Sure.
God. God was with her before. God was there, but she wasn't really carrying it with her. And as she went on her journey looking for what it was that she had to be thankful for, she was embracing God. She was taking God on her journey with, as she thought about all the things she had to be thankful for. He was there. She hadn't quite latched on yet. She hadn't really put it together what it was that she needed to be, what it was that she was thankful for, and what it was that God had given her in her life. That's where I went to with it. Okay? All right. So that was my last little tidbit with Miss Daisy. I found Miss Daisy to be pretty inspiring. And so we're going to take a step farther into creating through gratitude. All right? Are you with me? All right, let me make sure. All right. Yeah, good, okay. Yes, I wanna make sure that I'm not jumping slides here. All right, so I had come across a couple of things that talked about how our gratitude was a means of creating in our life. And if I take a look, I have scripture, Mark 11:22-25. So then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea. And it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen. To have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. Okay, so this is this creation business, right? We've got that whole, we're co-creators, and I'm doing this because I have that little blue card that Tom gave us last week, and I carried around a few of them in my pocket, and I looked at it throughout the week. So this is my little blue card in my hand, okay? All right. So we're co-creators with God. So when we put it out there, this is what I want in my life. This is what I'm grateful for. These are the things that are important to me. We put it out there, and we create it. We bring more of it to us. Or, as Emily Cady put it, desire in the heart for anything is God's sure promise sent beforehand to indicate that it is yours already in the limitless realm of supply, and whatever you want, you can have for the taking. I found, and I think in every talk I've done so far, I've mentioned Richard and Mary Alice Jafala because I really enjoyed a couple of books that I have from them. So here they are again, Adventures on the Quest. They talked about gratitude as an emotion. So I had started to go there before, right? They had talked about gratitude as an emotion, as a feeling. And that all of the listing and the journaling are all a tool to help you get to that place of feeling gratitude, of those feelings. That the idea of being grateful is nothing without the actual feeling behind it. So, but we can fake it. We can have that idea, and we can fake it until we experience that feeling. And that strong emotions will overpower an intellectual idea virtually every time. Expressing gratitude is not only good for us, but for all living things, other people, animals, and even plants. Okay? And I mean, how many of us have heard that if you talk to plants, they grow better? They're happy plants, right? I like to sing in my house. I plant plants don't seem to be any happier for it, I'm sorry to say, but I think you have to water them too. Yeah, I think that's also a key. You can't just sing to them. They cannot live on song alone. All right, so all forms of life, they love to hear the truth about themselves, which is that we are all radiant expressions of the eternal God. And then there was this fun piece about the cells of our body. So our daily word today talked about healing, right? And so health and the health of your body. And then I came across a few different things that talked about this whole being thankful for your body and experiencing health. And so to get in touch with the healing energy of God through gratitude for your body, try thanking your cells regularly and see how eagerly they respond with increased health. I'm going to have to try this. So I have a little prayer here that goes with it. It says, thank you for your intelligence, which knows what to do and how to do it. I love you and bless you as you radiate new life throughout my body. I let the life of God flow through me now, and I am healed. I'm like, okay, I think I could do that every day and see how it goes. Thank you for doing what you do. I was going to read a little poem, but I think I will skip it, and we will move on to our meditation. We will revisit Miss Daisy here, just a nice little image there. At the very end of our book, we have her letting go of her red balloon. And when I saw that, I thought, why would she let go of God? And to me, it was that realization that he's with her all the time anyways. She doesn't have to hold so tight because God is right there with her. And so she had it was off to the side, there, but not with her, tied to a rock, right? And then she held on to it. She took it with her on her journey. She found all the things to be grateful for and realized that she was grateful for everything. And then she was ready to let go and just accept that God was with her always, and that she could be thankful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with this image of Miss Daisy and all of the things that we are grateful for, please join me for a moment in meditation. Mother, Father, God, today I open my awareness to the many profound blessings in my daily life. I give thanks for the diverse ways in which you express through me and in my daily life experiences. Thank you, God, for your life, love, wisdom, and substance today and every day. Thank you, God, for hearing me. I know you always hear me, and that you meet my every need. I give thanks for all of my blessings, and my only prayer is to know you more.
I left it on for you.
I just wanted to make a bunch of noise in your silence.
All right. That was really wonderful. Thank you. Let's see. Where do we go now? Offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love,
through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive.
Let God love us all.
Beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen.
Amen.
Even politicians, I'm honest, we're right where we're supposed to be in the world, so let's not worry. Okay, time for the prayer of protection. Up here on the wall or in your program. The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God holds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is,
and all is well. Let's form a circle and sing our peace song a cappella again. I'm standing near these two.
A cappella.
Thanks to everybody who made our Sunday service possible. And the refreshments are downstairs.
Where in the world is this today?
I just want to say something before today is
silly girl.
Yes. Susan's not staying here for a while. She's in Arizona. She thinks it's going to be full time. It's not going to be full time. I just want to put that out there. But she's leaving Tuesday, so we're going to give her a special.
Who's that?
Susan. Susan, for this. She's flying out Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
And we can all go visit her.
We're all coming next Sunday. Get ready.
People just show up, right?
Let there be peace on earth.
say, let this be my joyous vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Three cheers for Joseph
Lewis. Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray!
No. When people have promotions or a reason to be grateful.